Mary Duplessis here, PCA 2024, here with none other than the incomparable Rainier Lorenzo of HVC Cigars. Rainier, I'm so excited to talk to you. This is a fantastic, fantastic time for me. Your cigars have been absolutely fire for the last few years. You've been putting together some of the hottest blends on the market. Now you're doing your own thing with your incredible new factory. Some exciting stuff from HVC.
Hey, thank you. Thank you guys for stopping by. Always, I love when you guys stop by. I love talking to you guys. I can't wait to share this baby right now. And let me tell you why. The selection number one, that the first cigar that we came out from the factory, like really mild, but with a lot of flavor. Mm-hmm. Remember before we were talking about, before we doing this video, you say, I can't wait to try this cigar. And I was talking to you like, this is the best way I can describe it. It's really delicate cigar, elegant. Mm-hmm. Because in my flavor profile, everything is more medium, medium for body will reach a lot of flavor on it. Yeah. This one right here is elegant, clean, beautiful smoke, a lot of flavor. I can't wait. That's all I can tell you. And then we got the broadleaf.
Yeah, the broadleaf.
Okay, broadleaf, fresh out of the oven. Unfortunately,
where
that
did
one.
Where you come up with this? This is fantastic.
I mean, you know, probably it's the Cuban flavor. What, yeah. What do you want me to tell
I
you?
I love the hotcakes.
It's like something like.
Muy caliente, mi amigo.
That was something that then came out of my mind. I was fresh out of the oven. And I was like, yeah, why not? Fresh out of the oven, broadleaf. The only thing we did is 500 boxes of each ice is so hard to get. Mm-hmm. The first batch we have ready, 500 boxes of each, is going to ship in July, but we don't know when I can get it, the another one.
Okay.
So what does that mean? You get it, you try it, you love it. If not, hey.
Gobble it up, gotta get it now.
Though. Yeah. That's what it is.
Well, I think the transparency and just really explaining to people that that is limited, it really builds up the excitement for the brand, but also gives you the opportunity to hopefully bring more back to market later on.
And the other thing is, why sometimes people will say, well, why you get crazy with something that you can get it? Always I'm so crazy about to get something unique in the market with different flavors. I mean, and the Embro Leaf really brings so unique flavor to the market, like nothing wrapping in the world can compare to that flavor. So unique, and the sweetness and the body, and that's what we like.
You know, one of the things that we've got to mention in this, Rainier, is the fact that what you've been able to do out of your small factory that you've established is something that I think is really unprecedented in the industry. You have to understand, and you know this firsthand, creating your own factory is hard. Creating your own cigars.
It's completely different business.
It's completely
when you have
different.
A wrap.
And
a different business.
A lot of times it takes, there's a lot of growing pains. A lot of times people take time to figure it out. There's kinks, there's mistakes. You, however, have launched hit after hit out of your factory, and it's something that we have not seen ever in the industry. And this is high praise, but it's well deserved.
But always I say this, I feel really fortunate to be around the people with a lot of knowledge and always learning from them. And when you love something and you want to do it, you have to jump at it. And that's what we do in this, right? We don't do in this is because we love this industry. So and always I say thank you to everybody that support HVC because we out there cannot be us, but at the same time, hey, I love this really, really like, hey, from the bottom of my heart, brother.
And that's I think that's exactly what you do. You bring your heart to the table every single time, and it's clear and evident in everything that you put out. So the hot cake fresh out of the oven, broadleaf, probably limited. We'll see where it comes and where it goes, but you're releasing it later this year. When can we expect to see the new selection number one coming out of
here? Selection number one will come out in 3 weeks, in around 3 weeks, because now in Nicaragua, they off next week for almost completely the whole week. So probably I would like to say 3 weeks will be out, the selection number one. Fantastic. And as well, we bring the new hot cake, Connecticut, the half Corona size. Mm-hmm. That one will be out again in 3 weeks as well.
Okay, yeah. So that, now that's something really exciting. Just to cap off that, that's a new size.
Yeah.
And that's something, what was it about that size that you wanted to bring to market there?
I mean, the funny part was like, really like a few years ago, I was in Havana and I was smoking the H.U.M. and the half Corona size. And I saw the little cigar, I was like, well, this is beautiful. This is something when you don't have a lot of time, you'll be see on it. But at the same time, yes, you want something with flavor. So I say in my mind was, well, this the hot cake got to be the perfect cigar for that. And we came out with the Maduro last year, and this year we're introducing the hot cake Connecticut. That's a size really like when you don't have, like I say, a lot of time, you want to enjoy a cigar with flavor, that's perfect for that.
Absolutely.
And so, that, actually, that's a true half Corona size. 3.5 by 44.
That is a true Corona size. the naming council and sizing council will be very pleased about that. But Rainier, thank you so much for your time today. We're really excited. This trade show is already off to a great start. We've seen so
many
people.
Always great to be here.
It's always exciting
stuff. Thank you guys, always.
Love the evolution of the pan caliente to the hot cake, fresh out of the oven, new golden line as well. And then, of course, the new selection number one coming to retailers very soon. We'll see you soon, everybody.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.